Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue, and it's Wildcard Wednesday. You hear me? Wildcard Wednesday. It's wild. Get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything. We're going to talk about things that everyone loves, but you don't. You just don't get it. And it's in all categories. It's in movies and TV, books, it's food, drink, anything that everybody loves, but you don't understand it. I just don't get it. I don't like it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. So this is a news story that I wanted to mention here because I think it's pretty hilarious. The United States Post Office is, Postal Service is issuing its first scratch and sniff stamps. It'll be coming out this summer. Summertime smells like sunscreen, barbecues, and starting on June 20th, postage stamps. That's when the United States Postal Service debuts its first line of scratch and sniff stamps in Austin, Texas, with perfumes meant to evoke the sweet scent of summer. Now, you remember yesterday's story that we talked about in this segment was also about a smell, a scent, Dan?
Yes, Play-Doh.
The lovely scent of Play-Doh. Maybe they'll have a stamp that smells like Play-Doh. That would be good. Here's the deal. The 10 stamps in the collection feature playful watercolor illustrations of popsicles by artist Margaret Berg. If the designs alone don't immediately transport you back to hot summer days spent chasing ice cream trucks, a few scratches and a whiff of the stamp should do the trick. If you're patient, you can also refrain from scratching them to mail a bit of summer nostalgia to your loved ones. Since it was invented in the 1960s, scratch and sniff technology has been incorporated into photographs, posters, picture books, and countless kid stickers. The first class Mail Forever stamps will be available in booklets of 20 for $10. You can pre-order yours online before they're unveiled at the first day of issue dedication ceremony at Austin's Thinkery Children's Museum next month. All right. Dan, you can order some smelly stamps?
Sure. Why not?
You know, a lot of people don't even mail things anymore.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people pay their bills online. There's a few bills that I pay with check and mail and stamps, so I'll probably get these just to see what they're like.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd
be interesting to see how well it goes, because, I mean, that's a pretty small piece of real estate.
You know? It is, yeah. It is. What's funny is that the scratch and sniff thing was pretty big for a while. I remember it's still big with kids. Like, you can get stickers and stuff that you can scratch them and smell them and stuff. My favorite use of scratch and sniff was John Waters made a movie called Polyester in 1981, and it was in Odorama, quote unquote Odorama. Now, you know John Waters, okay? Mm-hmm. You know the kind of movies that he makes and the kind of goofiness that he does and how brilliant the guy is. So he did a movie called Polyester. It was in Odorama. And when you got to the theater, they gave you a big card, okay? And it had circles on it. There were like 10 or 15 circles on it. And each one corresponded with something that happens in the movie. And when it happens in the movie, you would scratch and sniff. So it was in Odorama. So a number would flash on the screen during the movie, like number one would flash, you'd scratch number one, smell it, and you could smell what was happening in the movie. But he would do stuff like this. In one scene, I remember specific, Divine is in it, obviously, and Tab Hunter. It was just, it's a very funny movie anyway. But the Odorama thing was fantastic. I still have my card. I think I still have my Odorama card somewhere in packed away. And a number would flash up. So there's one scene where there was a gas leak. Oh no, the pilot light is out and the gas is leaking. You scratch and it smelled like gas. It smelled like leaking gas. But then there was another scene that they did where there were a bunch of roses, like Divine was walking through that had a bunch of roses. And when the number flashed, as you scratch it, she farts. And then it's like, and then instead of what you think you're going to smell is roses, but what you smell is human gas. That's John Waters, man. I mean, if you're going to see a John Waters movie in Odorama, you're going to smell a fart. Mm-hmm. There's just no question. But he tricked you a couple of times during the course of the movie. And it worked, you know, and it was a great gimmick. And it was like an old school, you know, like salute to William Castle and all that stuff. But he called it Odorama. In the old days, there was Smell-O-Vision or something, Smell-O-Rama or something like that, and they actually piped in scent into the theater.
Wow.
And it stunk up the place, you know, like the whole place smelled weird. Like if you went, like if there were five showings a day, by the fifth showing, you walk in and go, what the hell is it? So, But anyway, so get your stamps now, everybody. $10. They're available on June 20th. And you can send some lovely aromas to your friends and to your bill collectors. So anyway, that's the latest story. Of maybe we're going to have a smell story each morning this week for the rest of the week.
I'll work on
that. Okay. All right, great. We're going to take a break. The news is up next. And then after that, Lindsey Cochran and John Boves of Great Moments in Vinyl are going to join us to talk about their Pink Floyd gig coming up this Friday.